Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Married 50 years, here's why you never see Dolly Parton and husband Carl Dean together. Written by Alyssa Forsberg. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Dolly Parton and Carl Dean, her husband, have been married for 54 years. And even though Dolly loves the spotlight, you'll rarely see her husband in front of the crowds. The country music star met her husband when she was just 18 years old, and the pair married 2 years later in 1966. But some people have joked that he is imaginary, since he has rarely been seen throughout Dolly's career. A lot of people have thought that through the years because he does not want to be in the spotlight at all. It's just not who he is. He's like a quiet, reserved person, and he figured if he ever got out there in that, he'd never get a minute's peace. And he's right about that, shared Dolly. I've always respected and appreciated that in him, and I've always tried to keep him out of the limelight as much as I can. He said, "I didn't choose this world, I chose you, and you chose that world. But we can keep our lives separate and together. And we do, and we have." Dolly shares that time apart has actually helped their love grow for each other, and it may just be the secret to her and Carl's lasting romance. Our joke about the fact, when people ask me why it's lasted this long, I say, "Because I stay gone." And there's a lot of truth in that, the fact that we're not in each other's faces all the time, Dolly said. But we do have a great respect and admiration for each other. We both have a great sense of humor. So we have a lot of fun. Even after all these years with one another, Dolly and Carl still make it a point to have date nights together. "We do, my husband and I. We've been together 56 years," Dolly explained. "We still have our little times, like in the springtime when the first yellow daffodils come out. Even if there's still some snow around it, my husband always brings me a bouquet. And he'll usually write me a little poem, which to me, that's priceless. That's like a date in itself." What a beautiful testimony to a lasting marriage. May God continue to bless Dolly Parton and Carl Dean's union.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Story behind the giant Bible used at the Presidential Inauguration Day. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. The giant Bible used by Joe Biden at the Presidential Inauguration Day has a long history. Here's the story behind this 127-year-old family heirloom. Inauguration Day on January 20th, 2021, follows an especially heated presidential election. But this story is in no way intended to be political. Regardless of how you feel about the candidates or the election results, we hope you'll enjoy the story behind Joe Biden's family Bible. In 2021, the Presidential Inauguration Day sees Joe Biden sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. At the ceremony, Biden brings along with him a giant Bible, one that dates back 127 years. The 5-inch thick Bible has been in the Biden family since 1893, and Biden used the book at the ceremony swearing him in as a senator in 1973. Since that day, Joe Biden has brought the family Bible with him for every one of his inaugurations, and the tradition continued with the Presidential Inauguration Day. It's just been a family heirloom on the Biden side of the family, and every important date is in there, he explained. For example, Every time I've been sworn in for anything, the date has been on that and it's inscribed on the Bible. The Bible comes from Biden's father's side of the family, and apparently it was even the cause for delay at the 2009 senatorial inauguration. Biden couldn't find the family Bible and wouldn't return to the swearing-in ceremony until he finally got his hands on it. Biden's late son Beau, who passed away in 2015 from brain cancer, used the Bible, which features a large Celtic cross on the cover, when he was sworn in as Attorney General of Delaware. During the presidential inauguration day, Joe Biden takes on a huge responsibility. But as he places his hand onto a family Bible that's been around for more than 100 years, what a powerful reminder that God's Word has been around even longer, and it's His will that reigns over all.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
And one by one, I watched my dear friends get engaged, get married, start having children. And especially as a woman, I felt like there was a certain timeline that these things needed to happen in my life.
Charity Gale shares a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell their stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.